And we will now convene as a public hearing. And I'd ask Ms. Reardon to begin, please.
Sometime back, the city was approached by XTO, the XTO companies, about purchasing land in the airport industrial park. This is essentially, if you remember, about a month ago, we dealt with a sale to Oxy. That was a smaller piece of property. It was on Corrales Road. This is across the street from that, and this consists of over 40 acres. This is land that was platted into four almost identically sized tracts, each containing just over 11 acres. XTO is interested in purchasing all four of those. Plus, in front of those, parallel to Corrales Road, is a 60-foot, what I called a turn-in or slow-down lane, but I think it's been called, you'll see it there on the map, it's called a frontage road. And so what they're interested, that frontage road has not been developed at this point. They're interested in acquiring all four lots plus that frontage road. That still leaves us with the full 100-width platted of Corrales Road. We had the four lots priced, essentially valued by an appraiser. The appraiser valued each lot, I think, at just about the four tracks altogether was over $2 million. Using that price per acre, we were able to determine a value for the 2.3 acres that was within the frontage road. And we've come up with a total price. So the total price for the entire acreage is $2,191,546. XTO has offered to purchase these essentially for cash. They have asked us to enter into a purchase and sale agreement, which has also been included with this. Because of the value of the property, state law requires that an approval like this be made in an ordinance and that there be a 45-day waiting period. We have developed the ordinance. We have come to an agreement about the purchase and sale agreement. We have contacted the title company to begin the title work on this. Essentially, if the council approves this tonight, the ordinance would become effective 45 days after tonight, and we could close on the sale. If you remember, the Oxy agreement was for a LEDA, local economic development agreement, where they did not pay us for the property but agreed to engage in certain economic development. This one would just be a sale at appraised value. And I believe there's someone here from XTO that is available to answer any questions that you folks might have.
Well, not now. Is there